Joining us right now in the studio for a Castle Country FYI, we have Stacy Jones. She's the sergeant with the DWR. She's been there for an extremely long time. 20 years, Stacy has been with the service. Now she's joining us in the studio to talk about an upcoming event. First off, Stacy, great to get you in today. I really appreciate you taking out the time to come in.
Thanks a lot. It's great to be here.
Let's talk about, first off, your time with the DWR, because you and I were talking a little bit off the cuff. Your experience kind of wrapped all in to what you want to accomplish with the event that we're about to talk about.
Right. I've worked a lot sponsoring, developing, and coordinating kids' events around the state, and so I thought it was time to really host one here in Carbon County. And who better to work with kids than Kiwanis and the local sheriff's department? So we thought it was time to use our outstanding facilities up at the fairgrounds and host an awesome event for our local kids.
And you definitely can't forget the name. It's the Cops and Bobbers Badges and Blades Kids Day. That's a fantastic name. And again, as Stacy just mentioned, it includes the DWR Law Enforcement, Carbon County Sheriff's Office, and the Kiwanis Kids Club. Now, with this, what exactly are you guys looking to, accomplish? What's the logistics of the event as a whole?
Okay, so like the title says, Cops and Bobbers Badges and Blades, we're going to utilize the Carbon County fishing pond. So the cops and bobbers part, we're going to have officers from the community out there with the kids fishing. We're also going to do badges and blades, the same idea. We're going to have an indoor archery range for our kids. So we'll have officers and kids together, which locally we have a really strong archery in the schools program. So we're going to utilize the archery targets and let the kids shoot indoor archery range. We're also going to have a wildlife ID program. We're going to highlight our hunter education program and do some gun safety items. We're also going to cook hot dogs, have some drinks, and just have a whole day of fun. The kids can migrate back and forth from the indoor event center over to the pond, stop and grab a hot dog, and just have a whole day of fun and interact with our local law enforcement on a non-confrontational level, get to know our local police officers, and let the officers and kids interact together, help each other out, and it brings everybody together on a local level, because that's what our whole community is about, is interacting together. And it brings everyone together so that we're working together, seeing each other, and the kids need to see our local law enforcement at a level that's not just when there's a crisis involved.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it wasn't that long ago we were talking to Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood about this event. He was really excited, and he's put a lot of emphasis on making sure that the kids get to know the officers here in the county. I know he's been huge on that,
yeah.
Especially over the last, since he's been in as the sheriff, which is almost 2 years now, I think.
And I think that's what I've been working with Cletus on the event, and Jeff and I are on the same team with regard to this. Most of the time, kids only see law enforcement when there's a crisis engaged. And that was the whole idea with this event, is to get our kids seeing our police officers and our game wardens engaged with our kids, where we're not the bad guy, where we're there to help them and to be their friend and to show them that this is a situation where we're just like them. We're dads and moms, too. And we're there to help them. And this is a fun event, so most of our local law enforcement hunt and fish as well. And so this is a great opportunity for all of us to get together and have a fun day.
And it's all free.
Absolutely, it's all free. We're going to have lots of trinkets. Like I said, we're going to have hot dogs. We're going to have little prizes and stuff for the kids. And we're going to have the archery equipment there. We'll have fishing poles there for the kids. The kids that are over 14 will need 14 and older will need fishing licenses, but those that are 12 and 13, we're going to buy their $5 fishing license for them. So there's going to be lots of interaction potential there for the kids. And, we want the parents there, too, to help out and be engaged with law enforcement. There is a ton of opportunity to just have lots of fun, be there for the whole day.
And it starts at 9 a.m.
9 a.m. We'll run until 2 in the afternoon. Obviously, they can stay and fish all afternoon. We're going to close the event center down a little after 2. But we want them to be there and enjoy the day.
It's going to be a terrific event. Again, this is the Cops and Bobbers Badges and Blades Kids Day. It's going down May 14th at the Carbon County Fairground Event Center, which is a terrific venue. Of course, some of the best events that we have here in the county go on at the event center, so we got a terrific setting for it as well. Stacy, I really appreciate you taking out the time to come in today and talk about the event. Before I let you go ahead and invite everyone out.
hey, we want to invite everybody from Carbon County. And if you're down in Emory County and you're hearing this too, come on up. We'd love to have you. Everybody's welcome. It's all ages are welcome as well. You know, come out, bring your kids, bring your grandkids. Everybody's welcome to come. But let's get those kids out and have a great day.
Stacy, thank you very much again for stopping by.
Thanks a lot. Glad to be here.
All right. That's another Carbon County FYI. Again, do not forget about the Cops and Bobbers Badges and Blades Kids Day. It's going down at the Fairgrounds Event Center May 14th, beginning at 9 a.m., and it'll wrap up at 2 p.m.